Here we are back live on the internet radio through BBS. Thank you for being here. This is Monday, September the 24th, 2018. We had a little late start. And we are still right now waiting for Wynn to call back in. However, thank you all for being here. And I welcome those who just came on board. We had a few more callers join in. Welcome, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Anna Cantwell.
Hello, Anna. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And who else joined in? Feel free to say your location.
Okay, I am back.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome back. We are live on BBS Radio, and do you want to hit it right off? We are at 6:12 right now.
Is Terry here?
Terry is here. Yes, he is.
Okay. Because we're doing St. Catherine tonight. Okay?
Is this a live call or is it a recording?
It's a live call. I'm just going to do some updates. Okay?
I'm going to mute the phone lines. It is the 20th.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is September 24th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. And Terry, let me hear you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you, you're unmuted. I hear you. And can you get... You got the wire. You sound a little quiet now. Is the microphone in a good position? What's that?
I have the wire tested on.
Yeah, well, it was very good yesterday. Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday you're very loud. Where's the mic? Is the mic in front of your mouth?
Actually, it is.
Okay. Well, talk loud, okay? Because I'm doing a show on St. Catherine today.
Okay.
You know, as most of you know, who is that? Hi, is he going to mute that stuff there? As most of you know, early on in this communication with the other side, there was, and when Terry and I were both still trying to figure it out, believe that it was real, there was a connection made with St. Catherine. And that connection actually came through Daphne. You know, there was a period where Daphne was still channeling. She was living maybe in Alaska. I can't remember where she was living when this came through. I think maybe Alaska. And we were doing a private session. And out of the clear blue, they said, to look up St. Catherine relating to Terry. They didn't say she was the reincarnation of. They just said, look her up. And, of course, I looked St. Catherine up, and there was an astounding parallels. St. Catherine was a channel. And she was a young girl. I think she might have been, this was 1300 AD in Siena, Italy. And, you know, now I can say, I can kind of see how this little bit to the limits of my humanness, I get an idea of how the interface between the higher realms of the other side work and this realm. Because they are happy to communicate to this realm when they find someone they can trust. Now, it's not just somebody that has the ability to channel. It's also someone or a group that they trust, because so often it goes astray and someone gets self-aggrandizing. And when a person starts to have those kinds of energies, they can very easily start having a negative source. And everything is for naught, because they've given, there's this game being played where the positive is coming into this realm, and it's watched pretty carefully by what we would call the negative, who would want to look for opportunities to use the positive as a way of getting influence here and then doing their own agenda. So it's not easy for them to find a good landing place, because that happens so often. And I can say with Carla Ruckert, they found a good landing place. And with us, thus far, we're kind of a good landing place. And, you know, one of the reasons, and I didn't know I was going to do this at the beginning, but one of the reasons we don't charge for this is not only does it give anyone free access so they can check us out. In other words, it's hard to market this and say, okay, give us money and you can talk, you can hear us talk to God, okay? And hang on a second. And most of the people that actually pay attention long enough it becomes kind of impeccable. And you know what? It's very important. I can see the importance of getting this out to the world in a big way. And of course, when you do that, there's no way to do that without some money, wherever it comes from. And then you have to be sure where money comes from doesn't try to control everything, because then it loses its own purity. It's now you have to answer to someone who is giving you money. And I'm sure many of you heard about what happened with David Wilcock and Guy on TV. And, you know, he ultimately decided that that was a negative circumstance after he was there for 7 years on their payroll. And, you know, it was indicated that he was worried that he would not know how to support himself if he left. So, in any case, he did leave. And I'm not going to comment about David or Guy MTV, or, you know, making any judgment on it, just giving you the information. Although I am sure that it's just an example of what I'm talking about. And Catherine was a young woman brought up in a family, and her mother wanted her to get married, and she must have been, she was having visions, and she knew she was supposed to do something higher than that. And she had, as I recall, the way the story goes, she had an invisible ring where she was married to Jesus, okay? And her mother was an atheist, didn't believe in God at all. And she was kind of a difficult child. Not really difficult, because she was holding, it was difficult for her parents to have her. And so now she's in a time when people are religious and Christians. And we may have a little channeling on this before the end of the call, okay? And we'll get a few details if Terry's up for it.
Okay.
But, okay, you are up.
It'll okay.
It won't be long. Okay. So she would go into the church, and I guess she started channeling, and
I started having visions.
Started having visions, and the priests were writing down what she said, okay? And she was very stoic, like she didn't want to eat. She was a nun in the Dominican order, but she didn't live with the nuns. She lived at home, and she stayed in her room, and her mother was doing her best to get her married, but she had a sister, and when her sister died, her mother wanted her to marry her sister's husband, and she just wouldn't do it. She was really stubborn, right? And not only was she channeling, but as her reputation spread, she got influence with some of the big shots, like the Pope. And she would write letters to people. And she was being acknowledged, and her letters were very, very, how can I say it? As shy as Terry is, okay? It's like her letters were not the writings of a shy person. They were a person who found herself in the position of influencing high-level Catholics, the church, the Pope. And there was a split in the Catholic Church at that time. And for a period, the church moved from Rome, I think, to France. I think it was to France. And Catherine actively worked, and people give her credit for bringing, there might have even been two popes. Somehow, she helped resolve it. So, here's a few quotes from Catherine. And, now, I believe these quotes are from the letters she was writing. They don't indicate whether it was from her channeling or, you know, from elsewhere. But be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. Proclaim the truth, and do not be silent through fear. And I think that's a good one for all of us, because I think it's very easy to not proclaim the truth because you don't want people to judge you. Nothing is ever achieved without much enduring. Nothing great is ever achieved without much enduring. Another good quote. Every step of the way to heaven is heaven. We've had enough exhortations to be silent. Cry out with 1,000 tongues. I see the world is rotten because of the silence. Speak the truth in 1,000,000 voices. It is silence that kills. These tiny ants have proceeded from his thought just as much as I, caused him just as much trouble to create the angels as these animals and the flowers on the trees. The soul always fears until she arrives the true love. Take my heart and squeeze it out over the face of your bride, the church. You know that every evil is founded in self-love. And the self-love is a cloud that takes away the light of reason, which reason holds in itself the light of faith. And one is not lost without the other. So, be who you were created to be. I said that one. The sign that you have this virtue is patience. And impatience, the sign that you have it not. And you will find that this is indeed so when I speak to you further concerning this virtue. Well, that sounds like a king. Through one of the challenges.
Would you read that again?
The sign that you have this virtue is patience. And impatience, the sign that you have it not.
I see.
And you will find that this is indeed so when I speak to you further concerning this virtue. Actually, it says those two things are from the dialogue. Some of these are cataloged from the dialogue, which means it came through channeling, okay? And then believe no happiness can be found worthy to be compared with that of a soul in purgatory, except that of the saints in paradise. And day by day, this happiness grows as God flows into those souls more and more as the hindrance to his entrance is consumed. Sin's rust is the hindrance, and the fire burns the rust away, so that nature, more and more the soul, opens itself to the divine inflowing. The soul is in God, and God is in the soul. Just as the fish is in the sea, and the sea is in the fish. And you know, when we do, I avoid oftentimes using the word God, because the knowledge of God, the word God has so many meanings to it that have come in through, the conditioning of our race. But it's really when we use one infinite creator, when we say the one infinite creator is part of everyone, everyone has an aspect of the one infinite creator and can learn to access that aspect. And we say that almost every night on Whole Planet Healing. It's kind of the same thing. The soul is in God, and God in the soul, just as the fish in the sea and the sea are in the fish. And let's see, what else do we got here? And another interesting thing that many of you have observed, okay, who have been coming to the calls for a long time, you know, in terms of the crazy way in which the universe works, was a fellow by the name of Jim Leeds. And, you know, I spoke to Jim today, and he said it was okay to talk about this, you know? Jim Leeds was kind of a rejected boyfriend of Daphne, who was living in Cape Cod, was kind of suicidal. And she asked me to talk to him, and I did. And I invited him to come to Sedona, which was a very crazy thing to do. But I remember in my mind at the time, is that if he did something to himself, it would have created karma for Daphne. And I thought it would, in the way that I understand that, you know, she was kind of responsible for the pain and suffering he was going through. So he came to Sedona, and he was a very talented and intelligent guy. He had been He owned a restaurant. He did crossword puzzles for the New York Times. He was a piano player, somewhat similar to, not quite, but flowery, like Liberace or something. And he used to play piano on cruise ships. And of more recent times, he would play piano at convalescent homes and get a little extra money every month for it. And I said, I thought Sedona would be a great place for him to do that. And when he arrived here, we were going to look for a motel. And then I said, well, let's just let him stay for a couple of nights while he gets himself organized. And then he wouldn't leave. he started doting on Terry, like making her dinner every night, doing her laundry. And at the time I said, you know, he's like a gigolo. He's trying to ingratiate himself with Terry so he doesn't end up on the street. Well, in any case, after about 6 or 8 weeks, he was still not going out and getting piano gigs. And I said, Jim, you know, you see we have this pendant business, and we were just at the beginning stages of it. I said, why don't you help us get some stores and, you know, you'll help make some money and you get paid and defray some of the expenses of you being here. And so he did. He started calling stores, and he was still like always checking on Terry. Is everything okay? Are you hungry? And probably sometime a year later, I started researching St. Catherine some more. You know, Terry never looked at St. Catherine. Even when this connection was made, she never read about her. She didn't want to know. It's kind of a little bit embarrassing to be a very famous public figure who changed the world. And I can understand the feeling, because it's kind of like the less you know about it, you know, you just move on, and because this life is this life, and every life is its own life. And because someone happened to be a saint doesn't mean they didn't go through lifetimes that were difficult. You know, Terry kind of remembers a lot of her lifetimes. And you know, she was artistic. She was a painter. She was a writer. And I don't think she started channeling again until this lifetime. And so the fact that you did that on one lifetime doesn't mean you're always going to do it. And what I learned when I looked up, I started studying St. Catherine in particular to see if I had been there and if I was a priest or something, and helping to hold the energy. So I was looking at all the people that she was associated with, and I found one person who was fairly significant, probably the most significant person in her life, was a guy by the name of Raymond. And Raymond was sent by the Pope to check out Catherine to make sure she wasn't the devil, and ended up becoming very endeared to her and became her companion. There's a picture of Catherine channeling and Raymond writing everything down. And in reading the story of Catherine, she always had a penchant is the word, for not eating. And it was her way of withdrawing from the world. And staying with God. But she and Raymond would, what's the call that they did, Terry?
What
did she and Raymond do? They were having wine and bread. What's that called? The
Eucharist. Every day he brought her wine and bread, and that's all she ate for four years.
Right. And finally, when Catherine died, Raymond wrote her biography. And he ended up becoming sainted because of it. Saint Raymond of Bacu, forget the city he was in. So, remember, I'm finding Raymond because I was trying to decide if I was connected to Catherine. And I couldn't find any indications. But as I was reading about Raymond, I came across a picture of Raymond. And lo and behold, Raymond looked like Jim. And I started to look at the way Jim was treating Terry. And, I mean, even to this day, he adores Terry. He's gotten mad at me, but he adores Terry. Now he's living in his own little apartment in a desert city, Superior. He still is keeping touch with some of the stores that he brought in. And he loves calling Terry and saying, "Hey, I got an order." It's like the high point of his day. And if you look at the background, in addition to having the Eucharist and getting drunk probably, Raymond also got the plague. This was in 1300, was when the plague was running rampant in Europe. And St. Catherine, she wasn't a saint. Catherine, you know, you don't get saints until after you die. Catherine would sit with him while he was in bed, half dead, and pray. And he recovered, and he gave Catherine the credit for healing him. So, Raymond looked like Jim. And if you have to look at Jim's approach to Terry, here she was as Catherine, not eating, fasting, drinking the Eucharist, and he's here with Terry, and he's making her dinner. He's doing her laundry. He's just, "Terry, I got an order." And, you know, in this period of time, Jim was not, did not do any spiritual study this lifetime. And he probably, one would say, he didn't believe in God. And yet, here we are doing all that we do, and he is playing the part of Raymond. And over all this time, he's doing much better now. And he's starting to slowly but surely say, maybe there is something to this. And he's starting to do things to be of service, like driving people around. He lives in an apartment complex, and he lives alone, and he's helping people. In any case, we got only about not too much time here, and I thought we'd do a little session, and I'll ask some questions about Catherine, and I don't believe it was the Elohim speaking through her. And we'll get an idea of what it was like on their side to make a choice like this, to choose to work with somebody, okay? Okay. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive can access. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. Give us a moment. Yes, this is Ra'an, aspect of the Elohim group, mostly Elohim, and some of the Ra'agu. And we are here to answer any questions you may have. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it. It is not meant for you at this time. Do you have questions?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about St. Catherine. And, I'm sure you've been monitoring this as we do this. And can you tell us was the choice for St. Catherine to incarnate and be a channel made before she was physicalized? Or was it made as after she was and looking at her circumstances?
The potential was there. The impulse was there to connect back up with the higher realms.
she had a goal. As a goal, a role. And some lifetimes it shifted. It remained to obtain knowledge of the third density and to bring the love of the higher realms in to the third density to create harmony where there was disharmony. The goals, the intentions were expressed in different lifetimes in different ways in dancing in one lifetime. In expression of art in another lifetime. Design of clothes, beautiful clothes in another lifetime.
Who was it? Oh, go ahead. Let me keep.
Go ahead.
You want me to ask a question? I was going to say, who was it that was speaking through Catherine?
It was translated a higher order of angels. Moving to Jesus, to God.
I didn't mean to cut off your flow by asking that question. I thought perhaps you would come to the end of the thought.
Yes. The emphasis was to do political corrections where they were needed within the church and to clear the way for God's love in the third dimension to bring in information. Energy of love that this could be God's love could be spread throughout the nations. This lifetime, also, there was this expression of desire to bring through harmony and to bring love into the realm.
Terry has a predisposition to always, I won't say always, but often work with the downtrodden. And similar to Mother Teresa, where she doesn't care about the recognition, she was able to make people feel loved when they couldn't do it by themselves.
Yes, that is a goal of Terry's, to include people and make them feel loved.
Was Terry around during the life of Jesus?
Give us a moment. Terry had a number of lifetimes, but was not connected with Jesus, but was having different lifetimes and learning different lessons.
She was always having a lifetime where, in her own way, she was being a liaison between higher realms in this realm, whether it was through art, whether it was through writing, whether it was through dance, and of course, and when it came up, she was a trustworthy channel.
Yes. That is correct. She did not expect to channel in this lifetime, but had an interest in it and took courses and learned and was always on the outlook to see how she could improve her clairvoyance and her connection with all that is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know what? It's 6:58, and why don't I just give you an opportunity to close this, and then we can all move over to whole planet healing.
There are many opportunities for expression of self to bring the level of joy of others up and to bring God's word to God's people, as everyone is an aspect of God.
I thank you very much, and BBS was letting us go a little later, so it's 7, but we'll just go switch over to Whole Planet Healing, and thank you, Terry, for letting us do this.
All callers are unmuted.